In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Let us paint a portrait of death. She is formless, for she takes the form of her victims. She is faceless, for she takes the face of her victims. If you spend enough time with the dying, you can come to recognize her and perceive her even where others do not. Though the forms and the faces she wears are all different, she is ever the same. Her pale visage just beneath the surface, just behind the mask. She's androgynous and ageless, for she takes on the characteristics of her victims, man or woman, unborn or aged, as she brings them to naught, or as she sees it, as she brings them into her embrace. If Eve is the mother of all the living, she is the anti-Eve, the anti-mother. Is this not true? Is this not a nightmare world where lurks a kind of monster that we are powerless against? She preys on whomever she will. In time, she preys on all. No father can protect his family. No mother can protect her baby. No king, no priest, no doctor, no scientist, no hero. No one can stay her hand. No one can protect anyone from her. Therefore, to men, she seems perfectly patient. Time is always on her side. In truth, she toys with us, as she wills. Steals the breath from us, as she wills. She wounds, she disables, she diseases, and she kills. Those who attempt to wield her are killed by her. Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. Halloween, skulls on skateboards and clothing, skull tattoos. Men try and make friends with her, make lovers with her, make her into a patron goddess. And most she smirks at their foolishness, at their smallness, at their idiocy. What are men to her? Like food, like air. As a lion drawn to a gazelle, as a shark drawn to blood, so she is drawn to us on account of our sins. For the wages of sin is death, and so she comes to all. There is none to stop her, so she moves without fear, without compassion, utterly indifferent to our pain, to our cries. Have you seen her? On the battlefield, eating men like air? Have you watched helplessly as she stole into your father's house? Have you seen this unspeakable monster steal into the nursery or reach into the womb? Have you watched helplessly as she tears lovers from each other's arms, ripping asunder what God Himself has joined together? Have you seen her, you pastors, you shepherds, as you stand by helplessly as she takes another of your sheep? Have you seen her, you mothers, you fathers, you brothers, you sisters, you sons, you daughters, as she takes from you the one you love? There is no curse word vile enough to describe her. Nothing you can think, nothing you can say, nothing you can do. No intelligence, no strength, no passion. Nothing harms her, nothing dissuades her. Oh, death, do you hate her as I hate her? Does your heart fill with unspeakable hatred and rage? Do your teeth set on edge? Do your eyes light with flame and drip with burning tears? Do you curse her in the daylight and seethe against her in the darkness? She could care less. She has no love, no compassion. She knows no anxiety, for she will have you, you and all that you love. Her lifeless eyes set ahead, utterly indifferent, as she tears hearts and hands apart, utterly calm as she spreads her agony and sorrow. At most, smirking just a bit as she strangles the breath, drains the blood, stops the heart. Into the darkness, she brings all men. And so it was that when the sixth hour came, there was darkness over the face of the earth. Darkness to lure and entice her there, where he hung, naked and defenseless, bound and helpless. Just air, just prey, just one more man she saw. As his mother watched through her tears, as his beloved disciple stood near, she took him as her own. She took his form. She took his face, her pale visage just beneath the surface. She sent herself through his thoughts and through his nerves that he might have the fullness of her agony before the suffocation of her embrace. As his mother wept, she drained his blood and took his breath, stopped his heart, and swallowed him in her tomb. Tell me, O death, were you surprised when his eyes opened in the darkness? Tell me, O death, of your terror when his breast rose with breath. Tell me, O death, how it was when in your tomb, when in your darkness, life and light burst forth. Did he greet you with a smirk? Or was it just complete indifference as he sat up, as you, O death, were swallowed up in life? For what are you to him? Nothing. As food, as air. He took your form, and he took your face, that he might destroy you. Instead of devouring him, he devoured you. You thought him just another victim, but you discovered the Lord of life. You thought him a mere man and mortal, yet you discovered God. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He destroyed death when he descended into her. She embraced him, and he broke her arms. As she tasted his flesh, she tasted pure poison. Oh, you fool, death, you are in agony now. Death, you are retching and twitching. Death, you are weeping and wailing. You opened his heart with the spear, but now he has opened your heart, bursting forth from the tomb. You took the captive on the cross, and now you are his captive. You took what you saw and were overcome by what you did not see. God himself took your form, took your face, and he, O death, is your death. O death, where is thy sting? He has felt all your power, and now he stands. O death, where is thy victory? It is undone, and his is the victory. For he is the firstborn from the dead, and he has made a way through you for us. Yes, he has given us the victory. O death, wherever I now see your face, I know that you have already been destroyed. For God himself has spoken, every human being will rise. In the end, O death, you will not have one of us. Not a single one. Your monstrous reign has been undone. Indeed, you are no more. Indeed, there must be another death altogether, a second death for those who, like you, esteemed not the Lord of life. He died that he might destroy you. Therefore, we rejoice in his death. He rose that he might annihilate you. Therefore, we live every day as Easter. And there is now a word, a curse, that does indeed wound you. Yes, it kills you. Jesus is risen. And so I curse you every day, every chance that I get. Jesus is risen. Yes, we stand by the bedside and by the grave to remind you, O death, that you have been undone. That time is now on our side. It is inevitable. In as many faces as you have taken, I shall see their faces again as they, O death, take you. Wherever I have seen you, O death, I will see life. I will see the Lord of life shining through. He let you mar him beyond recognition so that he might mar you beyond recognition. Indeed, you are no longer recognizable at all, for you are no longer an end at all. He has punched a hole right through you. You are now but a gateway, but a door. We do not lose our loved ones to you. We simply send us on before. We simply send them before us through your very heart. They are as our arrows against you. They do not die. They rise to higher life. They are not alone. They are with Christ. They are not lost to us, but only separated from us for a time. In tears, we lay their bodies into the earth, even while they are rejoicing in the unspeakable gains of heaven. Men and women, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, husbands and wives, little children, newborn children, unborn children. Christ Jesus takes each one by the hand and leads them from this veil of tears into everlasting joy. From the shadow of this life, they pass into the true life that is beyond. Out of the darkness and the misery of this world, they are transferred into the glorious light of heaven. They go beyond and outside of the reach of all evil and dwell with our Lord and God, our Savior forever, who wipes away every tear from their eyes himself. They are safe with you, dear Father. They were in sin and sorrow and danger. Now you have set them free and brought them into your own home. What more could we ask? They are safer with you than with us. They rejoice in the company of your angels and sit at table in the family of your eternal saints. And they know that we are coming soon to join them, for they look upon you and know that you are true. Bring us quickly, dear Lord, to rest with them, with the saints, with the holy ones, whom you have made holy through the blood of your beloved Son. And on the day of your glorious return, raise us from our graves, that with our own arms we may embrace our loved ones again, that with our own eyes we may weep tears of joy, that with our own hands we might feel the scars by which you have bought us, that in body and soul we might bow before the Lord of life, who took the crown from death's pale brow forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.